Jag ska bara... Och du kan höra mig okej också.
Perfekt.
Ja, bra. Då, ska vi... Då kan vi ju sätta igång. Vad heter det? Nej, men den här... Och den här, det bästa med det här måste jag berätta innan vi sätter igång. Att den här är helt lyssnarfinansierad. Hela skiten. Mm. Hela studion och alla löpande kostnader. Det är bara lyssnare som betalar för det. Via crowdfunding.
Ja, så bra.
Ja, det är fantastiskt.
Ja, verkligen.
Så jag behöver inte bry mig om att så här, jaga sponsorer eller känna att jag lever på att jag så här, måste få in pengar från sponsorer. Om det, där är Tobias, hej hej. En kompis, komiker, som han hämtar sina barn på skolan här.
Ja. Men det var så skönt. No, so you don't have to mention Diet Pepsi every 10 minutes.
Nej, precis. Jag har lite sponsorer ibland, men det är inte så att jag behöver leva liksom... sponsor till sponsor och sånt där och bara stressa över. Jag kan bara fokusera på att göra så bra program som möjligt. Mm. Och det är folk som betalar, lyssnare som vill liksom supporta programmet. Mm. Så det är superskönt. Och sen när jag byggde studion, då gjorde jag en sån kampanj. Bara swisha pengar. För jag behöver så här mycket. Jag behöver köpa mickar, en dator, ljudkort, bordstolar, soffa, tv-skärm.
Ja.
Och de bara lyssnar bara swisha in pengar.
Amazing.
Och jag fick ihop allting på typ 2 veckor. Det var så här färdigfinanserat.
Det är good helt, for you.
Så att jag har lyssnare att tacka för allt liksom.
Ja, det förstår jag. Mm. Or they thank you because they love your show.
Ja, men jag tror det. Och jag tror att det finns någon vilja av att så här, vilja ge någonting tillbaka om det är någonting man gillar. Det som alltså du är ju filmregissör och så. Hela den här Netflix-grejen och kontra Pirate Bay-prylen. Det handlar ju inte om pengar egentligen. Det handlar ju bara om Pirate Bay, handlar ju bara om så här, det här är så jävla smidigt.
Yeah.
Jag kan ladda ner här när som helst och det kommer ut direkt. Om det fanns en möjlighet att betala för det så gör man ju det.
Absolutely, I don't resent any of my things and I've got about 4 or 5 Viaplay, HBO Nordic, Netflix, Spotify. Not an issue.
Nej.
It's, you know, it's your bolag that pays anyway and it's fucking important to have access to all of that.
Ja, precis. Så det är jätte... Och sen när Netflix kommer, alla de här tjänsterna, då är det, så folk, det är inte så att folk bara, jag tänker inte betala för det där.
No.
Alla vill betala för det.
Mm.
För att det är det enklaste. Mm. Det var synd bara att de var 10 år försenade med...
I know. There was something called Green Something for ages. LimeWire, do you remember that with music?
Ja, det var länge sedan.
Oh my god. Wasn't that long ago. I remember LimeWiring the songs and it was the wrong version. 2000, when must that have been? 2006. 10 years ago. But it was a long time ago.
LimeWire var en tidigare, tror jag. Var det 90-talet?
No. Jo. I didn't have a computer in the 90s.
90-talet hade hon LimeWire.
Really?
Och sen kom DC++. Använder du DC?
Nej. No.
Direct Connect.
Nej.
Det var så innan Torrent.
Oh god.
Och nu har du pop... Och känner du till Popcorn Time?
Oh, I do know what it is. Yeah, horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Det är ju så jävla bra. Alltså, det är ju löjligt bra. Det är bättre än Netflix.
Oh, it's awful though. I didn't know it still existed, but I saw it a few years ago. I saw it because I was shooting a film and one of the kids who was in the film's parent opened up Popcorn Time while we were filming and wanted to show his kid some films. And I was like, what are you doing? Do you know that's illegal? And that, like, Tatsiki will be on there in a year. Would you like it if people watched it for complete free? The thing is, they show it in school. They show Popcorn Time in school. Teachers are showing.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Uh-huh.
That there's like a total lack of awareness that's even illegal.
Ja, visst. Mm, nej, men det känns inte olagligt.
No, because it's there.
Mm.
It's ibland... there and you don't have to download anything. You just watch because it's streamed, isn't it?
Precis, det är streamad torrent. Man är såhär, herregud, det här är ju för bra för att vara...
Oh, it's horrible.
Ja, det måste pratas skitmycket i din bransch om det, va?
Yeah, it does. It's really shameful to download in my branch, såklart. You just, if you do it, you don't talk about it. It's a bit like Fight Club. No one says Pirate Bay in my branch because
nej, nej, nej.
It's dirty.
Ja, visst. Ja,
you don't want that, written anywhere.
Nej. Det som i min bransch är så här, det största tabut är ju snoskämt.
Oh yeah,
det gör man bara inte.
Yeah.
Och det verkar inte vara
the people
som...
do it and play naive though. Like, what do you mean? I've never heard that before.
Alltså, riktigt dåliga komiker snor ju skämt.
Mm.
De som inte orkar skriva eller måste känna någon press på sig att bara så här, producera massor med material på kort tid.
Mm.
Eller väldigt nya komiker.
Mm.
Men jag tror... men det finns någon sorts heders... Det är en hedersfråga liksom. Det gör man bara inte.
At least with people in the same country, I suppose. Does it feel like stealing if someone's taking it and translating the language?
Absolut.
It is,
absolut.
Isn't it?
Men det är svårt. Det är svårt. För på 90-talet med stand-up-komiker, då åkte de ju till London på sådana här stöldresor.
Shit.
Satt bara längst bak på klubbar med penna och papper och bara skrev av skämt. Åkte hem till Sverige och var genier.
Oh no.
Men det går ju inte längre. Det kommer ju alltid vara någon som är så här, och det är ju bra. Liksom. Mm. Det kommer alltid vara någon som är, nej, det där är från den där snubben i Calgary eller någonting.
Yeah, they've seen it on YouTube.
Ja, visst. Du, vad har hänt sen sist? Det har hänt jättemycket.
I know, I've been away since the beginning of 2nd of January.
För vi sågs, vad gjorde du när vi sågs sist hyfsat regelbundet? Vad spelade du in då? Du hade gjort en film, din långfilm.
The first one, yeah. And then we saw each other because you were in 100 Code very briefly, playing some sort of porn king.
Ja, just det. Jag spelade någon, var inte jag någon dörrvakt eller
någonting? Yeah, you were at a porn club and you made it to the final cut. And after that, what must I have done after that? Oh my god, it's going back so many years. Tatsiki must have been after that.
Just det, men jag har inte sett...
And Welcome to Sweden.
Ja, just det
season
också.
Season 2, a couple of episodes there.
Just det. Men Tatsiki gjorde du... men då, jag har inte sett dig sen Satsiki, tror jag. Just det, vi snackade för att jag var lite involverad i Welcome to Sweden i pre-production liksom. Yeah. Alltså, innan det ens började bli någonting.
Yeah.
Vi snackade lite med dig och folk som du känner på något produktionsbolag.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm still involved with them. Want to work with them more, Filmlance. But that was just brief chats, wasn't it? Because it didn't go to them in the end.
Nej.
Yeah.
Men det var länge sedan.
I know.
Och sen har du bara, sen bara ser man dig på Instagram när du gör så här riktigt stora.
I know, I've created the illusion of a very successful life on Instagram. It's working. I've been busy. Yeah. It's been good. I've had a couple of jobs a year, which is what you can hope for if you want to, you know, keep a roof over your head. And I've done good, fun projects, so that's been really good. But the good thing is, because I'm English from the beginning, I still say I'm English, but I'm not. I'm Swedish as well. I just got denied an English passport.
Vadå, får du inte vara medborgare?
Because I was born in East Germany and my parents weren't married. So I got a letter from the British passport office saying, because you were born before 2006 and your parents were unmarried and you were born outside England, you are being denied a passport unless you can prove you have a legitimate father that is British.
Och so din pappa är engelsk?
Yes!
Och du växte upp delvis i England?
Totally, completely.
Tills du var...
Till I was 27 when I moved here.
Du flyttade hit förrän du var 27?
Ja, yeah, I started at Dramatiska Institutet when I was 27.
Så du, hela ditt liv har ju varit...
My whole life. I am
London.
An English person and I'm not allowed a passport. And the only reason I want one now is because of fucking Brexit.
Just det.
Just in case there's any jobs I miss out on because they can't be bothered to get, you know, papers if it comes to that in the next couple of years.
Oh, fy fan.
I know. It would have been handy to have one. As much as I don't want one, it would have been handy to have one, but not allowed.
Fan vad sjukt.
I know, well annoying.
Ja. Mm.
But that's where I've been working for the last 9 months.
Och gjort jättegrejer.
I did Victoria for ITV, which 4.5 million people saw first episode, which is a lot.
And och det är en jättefin drama, eller hur?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's about Queen Victoria. Gorgeous costumes, amazing sets. Really, really, yeah. The most budget I've had to work with, I think. It must be. And then I went back to Dublin and did 2 episodes of season 2 Striking Out, which was a series that I set up last year and did all 4 episodes last year. But this year's 6, so I did first 2 and then someone else is doing the following 4. I'd been away so long I felt like I couldn't be doing another 5-6 months in Dublin. I needed to come back to Stockholm.
Är inte Dublin rätt nice, eller?
Yeah, if you like Guinness. I love Dublin, it's absolutely lovely, but I didn't want to be away for so long.
Nej, det är sant.
8 months is enough in a year to be away.
Hur bor man då? Fixar man en lägenhet bara och försöker ha...
Yeah, but that's really hard in Dublin.
Okay.
They've got even more of a housing problem than in London.
Oj då.
It's expensive and there just is nowhere.
Oh.
But luckily they sorted it for us this year, so I had a nice place to live.
Men alltså, det måste man ju göra om man ska anställa någon på ett sånt här projekt.
Bara,
lycka till med att hitta någonstans att bo.
I know.
Vi börjar jobba på måndag. Det
It's
går ju inte.
It's a little bit like that. It was the year before.
Fan vad stört.
I know. I had to spend a lot of my time researching somewhere to live and found somewhere eventually. Mm. This year they sorted it for me though.
Ja.
It was great.
Herregud, det måste man ju fixa. Jag tänker, alltså, inte för att det är synd om professionella fotbollsspelare i England, men de gör... Vad jag har hört så gör de nästan ingenting för om de skriver kontrakt med någon. Så är det bara, här är din lön och hitta någonstans att bo nu.
Really?
Ja, det verkar vara extremt så. Vi kommer inte hjälpa dig. Det är därför du ordnar själv. Liksom.
Yeah.
Mm. Det kanske var mera förr, men jag tycker det är så jävla konstigt.
No, it is a bit like that. They'll sort out the money, but they don't want to spend the resources and energy sorting all that out. So in London, I absolutely had to find my own place to stay. They gave me money, which was one good start, but I had to find it myself.
Mm. Vad är den största skillnaden på att göra sådana projekt i Sverige och i Storbritannien?
God, that's a tough one, because all it really is the size of the production.
Men gör det att det är lättare eller svårare?
Easier, I think. Because you don't somehow have the feeling that you've got quite so many jobs resting on your own shoulders. You've got a very, very active second AD and third AD and first AD. Mm-hmm. So whereas the productions that I've worked on here, I've had to direct the actors and the extras, for example. There's somebody there all the time who directs the extras for you on a bigger production because they can afford to employ more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's always someone around. There's always help. You don't have to think about how am I going to get to set tomorrow. There's someone who picks you up. So that in that respect, there's just more people around, and it does make it easier in a way.
För jag tänker på att regissera såna saker. Alltså om det är TV, det är väl inte så stor skillnad på om man gör en lång film eller TV. Det är väl typ samma. Det är bara formatet som är annorlunda, eller är det stora skillnader?
The speed in which you spela in.
Ah,
okay. The amount of pages that you have to shoot each day is a lot higher on television.
Okay.
So with TV you might do 6 to 10 pages a day maybe.
Mm-hmm.
On a bad day 10 pages, but when I've done the two films that I've done, it hasn't been more than 4 or 5 a day. So you have the time to and the energy to really rehearse properly and block properly. And you're not stressing to get 25 or 30 different shots down in a day. You can comfortably do about 15 or something like that. So it's the speed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to compromise a lot more in television. You have to go, okay, that's good enough. Rather than that's the absolute best, that's good enough under the circumstances of knowing that I have to be wrapped by 7 o'clock this evening and I can't fuck my afternoon. Oh. So that morning is good enough. So the biggest pressure is getting things done to time. And you've got a first and you've got a DOP that you need to be able to rely on, that they're keeping you on target so that you're not sat there with 2 hours left at the end of each day, or scenes that you haven't done, or scenes that you have to fix with one shot because you just don't have the time to cover it properly.
För det är väl det snabbaste jag har hört, det är väl de som gör sådana billiga såpoperor i USA.
Mm. Multicamera, horrifying, 15 pages a day.
Men jag hörde att de gör ett avsnitt om dagen. Oh, alltså bara att de trycker ut
dem. Agonizing, yeah, I think it is. EastEnders, I think they have an incredibly fast foot. They don't do more than one take. Unless that something goes horribly wrong, unless somebody falls over or walks into a wall, you've got one chance.
Okay.
There's not much time for passion regi and another take.
Man ser de här Days of Our Lives
och sånt där.
Det var ett avsnitt om dagen.
Horrifying.
Det låter jättemycket.
Yeah, it's mad.
Men generellt med regi så jag kan inte föreställa mig hur mycket det måste vara att bara alltså att tänka på, även om man har massor med människor som gör massa grejer åt en.
Mm.
För du la upp någon grej på Instagram, minns jag, för länge sedan. Eller jag tror att det var det. Det är så här: it's as easy as riding a bike if the bike is on fire and you're on fire and everything is on fire. Så, någonting sånt.
Yeah.
Och det är så här, jag bara tänker, alltså allt man ska tänka på. För du är väl ansvarig för allting.
Yeah, you are. Everything creative you're ansvarig för. Mm-hmm. And it's about being an incredibly beslutsam person. Om man är en sån som kan ta snabba beslut, väldigt många på en dag.
Mm.
Jag är så slut när jag kommer hem så jag kan inte välja om jag ska äta fisk eller kyckling till middag. Jag vill inte en fråga till klarar jag av. För att man är så mätt. Jag kan göra det hela dagen från klockan 6 på morgonen till 7 på kvällen. Det är jävligt långa dagar också. Jag kan peka mig i hela hand, jag kan säga den och inte den. Jag kan välja snabbare, långsammare, more intense, less intense. Jag kan göra det. Men man är så slut. Man har ingenting kvar att ge eller take at the end of the day.
För det är väl också, är det foto och ljus. Och jag vet inte, håller du på med ljud också? Eller har du något så här, eller litar du bara på att de löser det?
Ja, det löser de absolut. And if you've had a really good förberedelse med fotografen, då kan man lita också på att ni har samma språk när det gäller hur man ska täcka en scen. Så det är små beslut. Och men man måste ha ett jävligt tajt förhållande med fotografen. Sen behöver man absolut inte bry sig om ljus om det inte är någonting som är skitkonstigt eller någonting som man inte har diskuterat innan. So I can relax not knowing how they're going to light a scene or not being able to know the name of each of the different lamps that they're using. I just have to look and use my own eyes to think, yeah, that looks lovely. Because that's the DOP's job and you've got to leave them alone to do that.
By DOP?
Director of photography.
Oh, just, okay.
Yeah, and they have their gaffer who's the lighting master, head electrician.
Det är det som är gaffer. Yes. Varje gång man ser en film så är det gaffer.
Yeah, best boy is the assistant to the gaffer.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you've got grip, which is grip.
Is it? Oh, key grip.
Yeah, key grip.
Vad är det?
That's the main guy, I think, the main one.
Chefen över alla grips.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Du borde veta det.
Yeah, but the grip and the key, it must be. He's a key guy in the grip.
Jag skulle vilja gå igenom alla filmjobb.
Passare is grip.
Okej.
Okay. Passare, ja. Yeah. En elektriker is gaffa.
Okej.
Okay. Yeah.
Passare?
Yeah. He lifts the camera and puts it on your shoulder and does åkningar and everything to do with the camera's movement.
Okay.
The grip is the one who's just like the closest to the photographer.
Okay.
And makes sure that the camera is on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Jag skulle vilja gå igenom alla de här jobben.
Och bara know,
för att man har sett dem 100 gånger på eftertexter. Yeah. Man har ingen aning.
I know, it is funny.
Grip och key grip, yeah. Det har jag aldrig förstått.
Oh.
Vad heter det? Men jag var, generellt det här som vi pratade om, hur jävla jobbigt det måste vara. Jag inbillar mig att det är som att vara en dirigent.
Mm.
Du får säga om det här stämmer eller inte, men en dirigent spelar ju ingenting men måste ha hyfsat koll på allas instrument, hur de låter eller hur de liksom måste man ha det som regissör också. Du måste ha hyfsat koll på hur en kamera funkar eller hur ljus funkar och hur ljud funkar, eller är det någonting som du inte behöver bry dig om?
Well, not really. I mean, maybe if you were more of a control freak you'd feel like you wanted to dig yourself into those very very specific things. But I mean, I know the name of the camera we're using and I know what would make a tighter shot, what lens direction you'd then go in. But I don't feel like I need to know the detail of lighting, because it's more important to me to have a emotional palette that recognizes whether it's poor performance or not how to change it, how to fix it, how to fix a scene. So when I'm given the scene on paper and I have an idea of how I think I can bring it to life, how to put words to that.
Okay.
In a very short amount of time, which is that little time you've got to block and rehearse a scene.
Just
that. How are the movements going to work? How can I best tell the story with how the camera and the movements work in this scene? What's working, what isn't? What are the story beats in this that I need to bring forward to be at best to be able to tell the story?
Kan du ta ett konkret exempel på hur du liksom löste någon sån situation?
Yeah, okay, so the last scene in Victoria episode 1, which was on the television a couple of weeks ago and will be on telly on TV4, I guess, in a few months' time, because the first season was on in March, so I assume it's going to be on soon, season 2. But it was written that this intimate scene between a king and a queen was supposed to happen by the child's bed in the children's nursery. And I felt like the scene would be better served. It was a very intimate scene between a husband and wife who are in their early 20s. And I felt that rather than being fully dressed and talking in front of their tiny sleeping child and then kissing and resolving the whole story, that I wanted to do the scene underneath the bed sheets in the bedroom. So I wanted to split the scene, even though it wasn't written as split. And I wanted to have them start a conversation, start kissing, cut to under the bed sheets, beautiful lighting, intimate, naked. So you were able to see two young people in love who could be anyone, who weren't a king and a queen wearing, you know, their gowns and robes. Mm. I just wanted it to be really vulnerable. The whole episode had been so epic. It had been, you know, huge scenes with enormous fleets of ships and 150 horses. I mean, it had been so epic and huge in the palace that I wanted the last scene to just be really, really intimate.
Ah.
So I had to talk to my producer about splitting the scene, which would mean a location added onto
Lite mer pengar?
No, nothing with money. Literally, you'll be lucky with an extra bedsheet. But
jag tänker mig en extra, lite extra för att sätta upp scenen och sånt där, eller? Nej?
I don't know. I didn't think about it. And I don't think so. Nej, what do you mean? For me? Nej. I don't get paid extra, no.
Nej. Men alltså lite extra produktion bara.
Production would all have to accommodate that. Ja, you can't just do it. You need to let them know that you want to move locations. Ja, there's a different room that then needs time to be lit. They need to change costumes because they need to get out of their everything. Hair needs to come down. You know,
man,
the whole
hours.
Thing takes, yeah, many hours. Oh. But the answer that came back to me was, not sure. Can you shoot it both ways? So then I was under the pressure of, oh, fuck, I hope this works because I really like this idea and I bet it's going to be gorgeous. If the actors are up for it, this could be gorgeous. But I had to show it both ways, shoot the scene, all the dialogue next to the child's bed, fully dressed, standing up, quite traditionally done, and then shoot the second half under the bed sheets and then insist that it gets through in the edit as well. So there's a number of beats.
Just
when you then send it off to the producers for a viewing, show it your way, hoping that they're not going to go, oh, can we see the other version? How did that turn out? Mm-hmm. But it got through. But that's kind of...
Var det nöjd? Blev det sådana du tänkte?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Ah. Absolutely gorgeous end.
Ah,
I'm well happy about it.
Ah.
And I'm well happy that everyone could see that it was working.
Just det.
But that's the kind of thing that you do. It's interpreting creatively... And then convincing people with everything that you've got that it's going to work and showing them that you can make it work.
Ja, just det.
Mm.
Så jag minns Quentin Tarantino sa en gång i någon intervju så här, jag är beredd att alltså när han har något konflikt med typ filmbolaget eller någon producent eller något sånt där, någon högre som ska bestämma att jag är beredd att mörda för den här för min idé liksom, min vision.
Mm.
Och du är inte det. För du, det här
no,
är,
I don't
det
think
här
I need to kill anyone.
Nej, men alltså, han bara visar på att han är så jävla dedikerad till så att det här är min film.
Mm.
Och det är ingen annans film. Så här. Jag bara tänkt så här, hur långt är man beredd att gå? Liksom,
that's a really
idé?
Interesting question because it's a line that you walk all the time. Because there are so many voices who have to have an opinion.
Mm.
So you're hired as a director. You're told, we want your vision. We want what you've got to give this. We love your work. We trust you. And then every step of the way, you are pushed, strangled and undermined. And other people have opinions who have had nothing to do with the production, have questions that are irrelevant, have requirements that were impossible on the day. They didn't know how the actor was behaving that to get a better performance out of them, for example. Or, you know, why wasn't that shot there? Well, we weren't given that location that day. So they don't know what the answers are. But it is tough as hell to know when to push towards Tarantino's I'll kill you if you don't listen to my vision and going, well, okay, I'm only a hired director. I'm a hired hand. You're the producer. You've got the money. You're the channel who have got to put this on. So there's about sort of 5-6 other voices who have opinions after mine. And pushing back is a tough one. Mm. Every time I write an email where they write, no, we're not happy with that. We don't like the performance. I insist you keep that performance. I humbly demand that you leave. So it's a tough one because you almost every other day I want to throw my hands up, go, yeah, fine, your way then. Yeah, it'll be shit. Go on, have it shit. So it's tough because, you know, and I think that I can do that and I have more of a right to that when I write my own material, but I haven't done that in a few years.
Yeah.
So I'm interpreting someone else's writing who may or may not be the co-producer, sometimes they are the writers, or a producer who has hired 5 different directors to do one series and wants the voice to be completely, you know, homogenous all the way through it. So you can push back a bit, but then you have to let it go. And it's having that peace while also maintaining a sense of integrity that is tough every time.
Mm. Ja, men det känns som 2 olika jobb kanske, om man har något eget man vill framföra, man kanske har skrivit det själv och i viss mån kanske producerar det, och sen om man blir anlitad och börjar göra en.
Exactly, but it's the same, I mean, even with casting, you know, I'll have a favorite for something and they've got a really weird face or funny back, I don't know, they'll have something that you think, what, there's nothing wrong with their face or back.
Right.
But you can't always get your own way and you just have to sort of compromise all the time.
Jag hörde någon regissör säga någon gång att så här, regi är 90% casting.
Yeah, it is.
Håller du med om det?
Yeah, and yet it's really, really hard casting because you almost want them to do the entire episode rather than just a scene. Because sometimes you make a mistake. they do well on a casting, and then they get there on the day and you're like, what is this holy hell that's being unleashed? And you just try and you try and you just don't manage to get out. So you have to be so careful.
Och då är man fast med den.
Yeah.
Kommer du ihåg den storyn om Back to the Future med Eric Stoltz?
Oh yeah, they shot half of it.
Yeah.
And then they didn't like him and they replaced him with Michael J. Fox.
Ja,
och but you can see footage of the Michael Stoltz version.
Mm-hmm. De hade Eric Stoltz i flera Eric veckor Stoltz. Och gjorde massor med scener och sen kom de på efter att ta bara, fan det funkar inte.
Oh my god.
Och så bara, vi måste kasta någon annan.
Det, wow.
Det funkar inte. Och de gjorde, men då man har ju, har man råd så.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Det där, men det måste vara mycket pengar nere i toaletten.
I haven't had experience of that, but I have had extras that have been got through the net and then had to be ADR'd with a different voice because even their voice was just appalling. So you've gone, we're going to AD or threatened to ADR a couple of like decent actors.
What ADR?
Additional dialogue recording.
Okay.
So say they put someone else in the role and then you come in and you do the voice of that person and you have to make your mouth match with their movements because you know that they're a shit actor. You've been told we need to replace this guy's voice.
Oh,
I know, painful.
Vilken enorm,
vilken agony for the
jävla
poor actor.
Ego, vilket fall alltså.
Oh, it's awful.
För en skådespelare.
Mm.
Du kan stå där och röra munnen, men vi kommer inte ha med. Oh,
we're battling with that at the moment in one of my edits. We're going to ADR him, but I'm not sure they're going to let me bring the same actor in to ADR him because they just hate his performance.
Oh yeah.
They tried to cut around him so much that every time he started to speak, they cut away to the opposite actor. And in the end, I had to just do a feedback saying, this is mental. You can't. This is so obvious that you're cutting away from him all the time. Instead, can I suggest we stay on him and we let him ADR?
Okay.
We let him re-record his dialogue, but with a bit more confidence. Once we've got the time, he can come into the studio and do it again. Maybe he was just nervous on the day. But I'd rather that than have every time he opens his mouth, you cut away. It's miserable.
Hur lät han då?
He sounded quite bad.
Ungefär. Hello. Oh, fuck. We can't use that.
No, it just didn't sound like he was from the same series. It sounded like sort of a documentary, which doesn't necessarily have to be bad. He just wasn't giving it any impetus.
Okay.
So I was just like, it was wrong. Right. Yeah, just like you did, but slightly less like the dog.
Åh nej, vad hemskt.
I know.
Händer det ofta? Nej, det kan inte hända så ofta.
I don't know, it's hard to say. There's a lot of ADR that goes on. Actors have to redo their own dialogue all the time.
Ja, men
for clarity change of words. Or...
Men för det, är inte det... Gör man inte så hela tiden? Att man spelar in med ljud och sen dubbar man på... Alltså samma skådespelare gör sin egen... Eller?
Eller använder man, kan man använda... But it's boring to do that. You want to use as much of the original sound as you can because it never sounds quite right.
Okay.
To me. I mean, it can be done very, very well, but it's ideally you'll get good sound på plats.
Mm. Men det jag tänker på, när man går från... För du gjorde svenska produktioner, du har gjort en kortfilm, du har gjort en långfilm, du har gjort tv i Sverige. Och när man går, man steppar upp några levels, liksom, du kommer till England och sådär, och det är mycket, allting är mycket större. Jag tänkte på så här regissörer som, du vet, när de annonserar någon som ska göra så svinstor film, så Star Wars eller någonting, och så bara den som ska regissera nya Star Wars är den här personen som har gjort, och så ser man de filmerna den har gjort, och det är inte alls några stora gigantiska projekt. Om man aldrig har gjort en sån jättegrej förut, hur fan dealar man med det som regissör? Bara får det här, det är ett kanonjobb.
Mm.
Man får det i knät och så bara, hur fan ska jag göra Star Wars?
I don't know, isn't there two who've been sparked already before they've even started?
Ja, det kanske är.
There is. They're on their third one, isn't it? J.J. Abrams has taken over now.
Oh, just det.
Because they had somebody attached who then made a film called The Book of Henry, which bombed horribly. And I mean, the rumor must be then that he got such a shit review they didn't want to attach him to Star Wars.
Okay.
And that was the second person that was attached as well. There was someone else before that. So this is the third one.
Oh, just
and that. these guys aren't even getting through the pre-production. I cannot imagine how tough that must be. How many people there are to please and how much money is at stake. How much is at stake when directing something like
that? För det måste du ha känt av också. Så här, nu lägger vi 5 miljoner pund, eller jag vet inte vad produktionskostnaden är, men det är många miljoner.
Yeah, many, yeah. Och and bara... I was episode 1 and 2 of season 2 and it's really scary. I asked actually today, how are the figures looking? And unfortunately, they have dropped 2 million since last year on this second season, because I think the main reason being is J.K. Rowling's got a huge series on the other channel at the same time. So it's just like bad luck with the timing of when the show's on. Had it been on a different time or on a Saturday night, I should imagine it would have kept its figures from last year, because it got beautiful figures last year.
Okay,
like 6.5-7 million people seeing it.
Titta siffror, precis.
And it's gone down this year because J.K. Rowling's got this really strong series on the other channel at the same time. And I can only imagine that's the reason. But for me, the pressure feels like, oh my God, my hamster, is it something I did? Oh. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Really scary. Mm.
Men när, så fort man får det här jobbet, när man säger okej, det ser bra ut, och sen skriver du på det.
Mm.
Och sen är det så här, för de lägger ju enormt mycket förtroende i någon som är viktig som en regissör eller så. Vad kan du beskriva den känslan av ansvar?
Yeah, it's exactly like you said. So elated and excited and then absolutely terrified and convinced I can't do it and it's going to fail. But then when I get onto set or get into pre-production and find locations and take decisions, you know, massa beslut and do my casting, it feels like any other job.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never sleep the first day before the first day of shooting, but then by the second day it's like I've been doing it all my life. So I always feel doubt when I start a new series that it's going to go horribly wrong. And the last one was a tough one. I can't say it was easy, but it was completely doable. And the producers were incredibly supportive. I had a great crew.
Har man frontar du självförtroende ibland?
You have to fake it till you make it.
Ja.
Yeah, there were definitely times where I had sort of 15 really strong actors in front of me, Dame Diana Rigg at the same time as Alex Jennings from The Crown. And I mean, just so many actors that I've admired for years all in front of me. And I have to make a scene work when everyone has so many different needs and so many different needs. Some actors want to find it themselves, the scene. Others want to be told exactly to the centimeter where to stand. And inside I'm thinking, jag dör nu, jag dör. Jag kommer få en hjärtinfarkt och jag kommer bara bajsa på mig och falla ner and be dragged off by my ankles. But okay, let's try again. Okay, we're doing really well. Okay, and inside I'm just like, jag vill springa härifrån. But then the day goes, and now when you watch that, I know I can point to the scenes in my last series where I was shitting myself, and you won't be able to tell.
No.
You'll just go, that was beautifully done. Perfect. Mm. You wouldn't think that there was any trouble or any struggle in how we got that together.
Men det är inte ofta så att det, sen när det är som jobbigast och känns som jobbigast, det är då liksom det...
Something magic happens.
Ja, visst. Mm. Ja, många tar upp det Fawlty Towers.
Oh,
Fawlty Towers är ju så legendariskt. Det är, liksom, det är tidlös humor.
Amazing.
Vilket är enormt svårt.
Mm.
Och ovanligt. Men det är så, det följdes ju också av typ 3 skilsmässor.
Yeah.
Enorma liksom konflikter. Alltså all liksom skit som gick in i det för att sen kunna göra 12 episoder av
magic.
Ja, precis. Yeah. Det kanske är, jag blir alltid misstänksam när jag hör skådespelare prata om så här, vi hade så himla kul.
I know. How fun was it? So there was no pressure. There was nothing that was born from survival or trauma.
Mm.
If we just had a laugh and faffed around, how special can it be?
Precis.
I know, I feel the same. Probably because we're bitter.
Har du något drömprojekt? Om du fick välja någonting nu?
I want to do The Crown now. I'm obsessed with Queens after doing Victoria. So The Crown season 3 would be amazing. If I could
get
a couple of episodes of that. The one about Queen Elizabeth, yeah.
Som har gått på Netflix en säsong, eller?
Yes, exactly. The season 2 is editing now, so that will be on quite soon. I've already seen a trailer for season 2. But I heard that they're going to swap all the actors for season 3. And come back into the Queen's life later on.
Aha, okay.
And I think that would be amazing to take season 3.
Ah.
To inherit something that has such incredibly strong script.
Men då hoppar man fram i tiden en bra bit.
Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah.
För jag tror jag såg 4 eppar av första säsongen eller någonting.
Men, why did you run out of steam? It's amazing. Episode 8 is the best one. You need to watch the whole thing.
Okej, okay. Nej, jag vet inte.
Was it boring or?
Nej, jag vet. Alltså jag är inte jätte... inne på just kostymdrama så här.
Men,
jag var ju aldrig ett fan av Downton Abbey och jag fattar ju objektivt, alltså det här är jättebra.
Mm.
Jag förstår det så bara, inte, men
Men det är... But Downton Abbey wasn't anything like the Queen, the Crown. The Crown. Downton Abbey is more soapy. It's like a soapy drama. It was beautifully done and gorgeous looking and everything. It was charming, but the level of the script, I mean, they're just amazing, the scripts for The Crown.
Ja, jag tycker jag själv, alltså det är ganska bra för mig att ta fyra, alltså se fyra äpar, eller fem, något sånt där i alla fall. Vad var det för 10 i första säsongen?
Ja, 10.
Men nej, jag vet bara inte. Jag kanske ska liksom hoppa in i det igen.
Yeah, if you get the notion.
Men kommer, och säsong 2 kommer snart?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Men den var ju fantastiskt fin och supersnygg.
Yeah, I had a really high budget from what I understand.
Jag gillar när det är dyrt.
I know. It's nice when you can see where the money's gone.
Ja, visst. Det är bara, det här ser dyrt ut, det här ska vi... Mm.
I know, beautiful.
Och de är massor på olika ställen, de är typ i Afrika.
It's beautiful.
Och i, vad är det, Medelhavet också, i Grekland och sånt där.
Yeah, I think so. In episode 1 they are, one or two. There's a couple of American shows that I'd like to do as well. At the moment I feel like I'm focusing my energy on shows that I actually love myself. Why not?
Det är jättebra.
Like just putting it out there, you know, just putting it out into the ether. I want to direct things that I love. And obviously be open and welcome fresh scripts, new scripts, to be able to be a setting director of something well written that comes into my hands as a script would be great. But I've really enjoyed watching Transparent last year and I'd love to do an episode or two of that.
Är det där familjedramat om...
Yeah, the trans dad and his three kids. Oh,
har inte sett
Andrea
det?
Arnold did 2 episodes of season 2 or 3 and it's just spectacular. Such a good cast and beautiful story. And
vem är Andrea Arnold?
Andrea Arnold is the director, the British director who did American Honey and Fish Tank.
Okay.
And Wuthering Heights. She's one of my favorites.
Det är så mycket produktioner nu så att det är omöjligt att hänga med. Alltså Netflix bara, du vet, sprutar ut grejer.
Mm.
Och fan, Showtime och HBO. Alltså det är omöjligt att se.
I know, it's magic.
Ja, det är
completely obsessed. It's not normal how much telly I watch.
Nej.
I'm glad it's my job because I actually really enjoy it, but I am totally obsessed.
Ja, och sen hur de har höjt ribba för TV bara senaste 10 åren är helt sjukt.
Extraordinary. But also films are disappearing, aren't they? There aren't as many good films and there's not as many Swedish films being made.
Nej.
There's 2 types. There's A Man Som Heter Ove and then there's tiny films that win a little festival but nobody sees.
Ja, och jag menar, med tanke på dig och hur du kan jobba så, herregud, det finns ju ingen anledning att begränsa sig till Sverige.
Mm.
Jag menar, med alla Netflix-produktioner och liknande.
Mm.
Så de verkar, alltså det är som att gå in i en sån tårtbutik och bara, allt här är gratis. Och han är såhär, jag kan orka en liten bit liksom. Jag kommer aldrig kunna ta mig igenom hela.
No, it's lovely to be, I mean, I've been reading scripts that are of a higher and higher caliber in the last 18 months and it does feel very exciting.
Game of Thrones då? Skulle du ta Game of Thrones om du fick ett...
I would, because I think it'd be a real dick magnet. I think I'd get so many men if I did that. But I wouldn't be interested in it.
Inte?
No, if I was a male director and I directed Game of Thrones, would that not be what's called a pussy magnet?
Jag har ingen aning om vad...
Come on, Martin, you know it would. It's fucking hot.
Ja, kanske.
I do it for that reason and that reason only, because I'm not really interested in Game of Thrones. I think it's a complete snorefest. Do you love it?
Vet, så här är det. Jag... Det har blivit en vana hos mig. Jag tittar på varje avsnitt. Jag tittar på alla avsnitt.
Are you actually watching? Are you also kind of faffing with your phone? Is it interesting?
Jag tar upp telefonen 2 gånger per avsnitt.
Just 2 times?
Ja. Oh, oh.
For 10 minutes at a time or for a second?
Nej, kanske 1 minut i taget.
Okay.
Så att jag är lite så här, men grejen är att jag har stand-up skämt om det här också. Jag fattar egentligen ingenting.
Neither did I.
Jag förstår ingenting. Jag känner mig så jävla dum när jag tittar på det.
Ja.
Och jag och Emma tittar på det. Och jag måste trycka på space-knappen. Och bara, varför är det så här, man vet. Och hon förstår allt. Hon har greppat allt. Hon vet vad alla heter, hur de är liksom släkt eller vilken relation de har till varandra och varför de gör det de gör.
Yeah.
Och så hon måste förklara för mig.
No, she's smarter than we both are because I've watched 3 seasons and every time I watched it I did not feel that I'd watched this episode before because I couldn't understand what I was watching.
Nej, inte jag heller.
No.
Men det är bara en vana. Jag gillar och det är dyrt. Det är dyrt så in i helvete.
Yeah, you talk a lot about money. You like the expensive shit. I'm hearing that.
Det där kan vara till tv-serier, absolut. Eller så ska det vara svinbilligt.
Oh yeah, alltså, like what? What do you watch that's cheap?
Nej, men jag bara tänker, vad heter den terapiserien som gick för ett tag sedan?
In Treatment, amazing.
Ja, men det är bara,
amazing.
Jag vet, och det är bara två personer i ett rum. Det kan inte,
it can't cost much.
Nej, kan inte kosta jättemycket. No. Jättebra.
Ja. Yeah.
Men jag menar, så det är antingen det, nerskalat till absolut.
Again, that's scripts, isn't it? It's just script-based, well-cast, mm-hmm. couple of actors mm-hmm. in a room. It was the least boring thing on television.
Visst.
Magic.
Mm. Mm. Så antingen det, eller tusentals statister. Alltså bara massiva jävla scener.
All right, then.
Det är ingenting mitt emellan. Right. Och det där tycker jag, även den svenska produktionen känns som att de hamnar mitt emellan lite grann.
Yeah, of course.
De försöker få det så dyrt ut, men man vet att det inte är dyrt.
Yeah, of course. But they haven't got the money. I'm sure they would know what to do with it if they did have the money.
Because... Ja, men då tänker jag så här, men gör skitbilliga grejer då. Gör liksom, ja, men så Bergman.
Yeah.
Han gjorde ju, alltså det var ju... Det handlar ju bara om ett olyckligt gift par.
Mm. But in that case then they need to spend longer working on the scripts rather than have to start shooting something because the funding has fallen into place before the scripts are ready.
Ja, precis. Och vi kan prata om så svensk filmpolitik, men det känns så jävla deppigt,
gör
inte
det? Not. Boring.
Ja, och det är bara allting, det bara känns som att, jag vet inte, det känns som DDR allting.
Yeah, really not. It does. Let's not talk about that.
Vi vill söka pengar.
Whatever.
Hur känns det med, alltså apropå det, så här, att det måste ju ha dykt upp en sån riktig så här do-it-yourself-kultur också med film. Alltså generellt. Alltså inte sådana dyra grejer som du håller på med, men med folk som gör, alltså jag har ju sett exempel på folk på filmfestivaler som har gjort en film med sin iPhone. Alltså filmat, klippt och gjort allting på en telefon.
Liksom. Yeah. It's happening all around. People get fed up of waiting for the Swedish Film Institute to give them money, so they just fund things themselves. They go and get a loan. Mm. I've got two or three friends who have done that with features. Alltså, incredibly brave of them.
Ja.
And they've gone out with friends and, you know, good equipment and got really good deals, and they're surrounded by people who are prepared to work for free or for very little. And they've got great scripts but haven't had the opportunity to get proper funding.
Mm.
So they just go for it.
Det finns inga ursäkter nu, eller hur?
Not really, now that everyone's got a phone camera.
Och du kan lägga upp allt på Vimeo eller vad som helst.
Yeah.
Herregud, vilken press.
I know, isn't it?
För förut kunde man i alla fall säga, jag skulle jättegärna göra film, men det är helt omöjligt. Bara,
nope. Get on with
det. Du har allt du behöver.
Yeah.
Det är bara att köra, gör film.
Do it.
Vad skulle du ge för råd? Pratar du med unga aspiring filmmakare?
No.
Vad skulle du säga
till? Why would I?
Nej, men om du träffar någon.
I talk to people if I meet them, yeah.
Men vad skulle du säga till någon som vill säga, jag vill jättegärna göra film?
Oh god. Well, do you know what I wouldn't say? I wouldn't say what this, because this question was asked to Mike Lee, you know, the English film director. I was at the Berlinale 10 years ago. And he was asked in front of a live audience, what advice would you give young filmmakers? And his advice was the most annoying thing I could ever imagine, and I would say the opposite of it. His answer was never compromise. And I thought, what the fuck are you telling 20 to 30 year old filmmakers to never compromise? His main piece of advice was never compromise. I thought, my God, you'll never get anywhere if you don't compromise.
Yeah.
One person in a million might become, you know, Tarantino, who's prepared to murder because he didn't compromise. But everyone else is going to have to fucking compromise like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, visst.
I mean, I just said yes to everything. My journey from the age of 24 when I decided I wanted to direct was go on to free websites where they're looking for people to do shit for free and say, I will do that. I will travel to Manchester tomorrow and film a paintball traveling for free because I want the opportunity to use a camera and have something more on my reel. Does an actor want a free showreel? I'll shoot it for you. I'll edit for you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about money. Let me do it. You buy me a beer. Say yes to fucking everything because being a yes person means that people go, God, that girl was good that helped us last time. We'll pay her this time, or she can do something a bit more exciting than carrying cables.
Yes, sir.
So my advice would be absolutely fucking compromise. And just say yes to everything you can. And like you said, because there's no excuse, just do it. In the well-worn words of Mr. Nike.
Ja, visst. Ja, precis. Gör film.
Yeah.
Gör film. Det går ju att göra.
Yeah.
Vad heter det? Jag tänkte på det. Men det måste finnas någon typ av liksom slutdatum för när man måste sluta göra saker gratis också. Är det inte det?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I suppose so, but I think that individuals can gauge when that is. I'd still do stuff for free if it was something I felt passionately about, but I can afford to do things for free because I'm being paid on the other direction.
Just det.
But that has to be personal, doesn't it? Ja. You can always say no if someone says, will you do this for me? Just say, you know, don't do it if you don't want to.
Mm.
And, you know, don't overuse favors. I wouldn't go around asking for people to do stuff for free for me because I'd feel like a douchebag now and I probably afford to pay them if I needed something doing. Do you know what I mean?
Ja, precis.
But yeah, it's got to be an individual thing.
Mm.
Jag hade you can afford to do stuff for free, then why not?
Jag tänker med det jag gör och grejer som relaterar till det, så tänkte jag så här, men gör grejer gratis i typ 4 år, för det är en utbildning liksom. 4 år, det kan man säga är utbildningstiden. Sen efter 4 år, om du fortfarande måste göra grejer gratis, då blir det så här, försök vara lite mer, kräv lite. För det är också lätt att underbetala folk i den här branschen. Hela den, vill du göra det här, 8 timmar, du får det här. Men 4 år är väl, det är jättesvårt att säga.
Depends how old you are when you start and what sort of stuff you're doing.
Det är sant.
Mm.
Är det, ja, The Crown alltså.
Be nice.
Ja. Är den dyrare än Victoria?
Oh, yes, I think it's dyrare than the actual income of some countries in the world.
Det är Netflix som betalar det.
Is it BBC production?
Jag vet inte.
I think it is.
Okay.
This is good that we're talking about this. It's sending out really positive vibes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll say it like this. I am going to direct The Crown.
Fan vad fett.
You put it like that rather than I want to. You pull it further in rather than pushing it away.
När du jobbar med såna stora skådespelare, är det hur är det liksom när du träffar dem första gången? Är det
It's nervous but also normal because I'm so used to it. My dad was a theater director when I was tiny, so I've been around actors my life and I don't find them particularly intimidating.
Okay.
And funnily enough, the bigger the actor that I've worked with now in the last couple of years, the more down to earth and friendly they are.
Mm.
It's the medium sized actors you have to watch out for because they can be cunts.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
De som känner att de måste bevisa sin...
Completely. Mm. Yeah. But some of the bigger ones are just, they're so chilled and, you know, battling the same demons as everyone else. They've got a teenage daughter that smokes too much weed, or they're going through a divorce, or they've, you know, completely normal and want to talk about stuff outside work.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had good relationships with people I've worked with.
Vem är en jättetrevlig?
Well, Micke Nyqvist was lovely.
Oh, just det.
God,
har du jobbat med honom?
100 Code.
Ja, just det, såklart.
Yeah, he was so lovely. He was the funniest person. He used to have me in stitches. He was such a gifted storyteller. He used to tell me stories that just made us howl. You couldn't really say action because he'd often be in the middle of a story just before a take. You'd have to think, oh God, I've got to get him to stop this story now. I love it and I want to hear it, but we've got to do a take now. He was the loveliest, I'd say. The loveliest Swedish that I've worked with.
Några brittiska?
Alex Jennings, amazing, from The Crown. He was in it, so easygoing and comfortable to be around. Dame Diana Rigg was amazing as well. She used to read books between takes and then get a bit bored. Come on, darlings, can we get on with this now? So friendly. Amazing. You know, Avengers in the 60s, most beautiful woman. She's like in her early 80s and just so vast. She's in Game of Thrones.
Är det hon?
The older lady in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell Cersei it was me.
That... I don't know, I haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Nej, du har inte sett den. Hon är den roligaste på Game of Thrones. Hon är den bästa.
Really funny, really vast.
Ja, man kan ju se hur jävla... Hon hade de bästa replikerna. Sån jävla... Oh, älskar
den.
She's
got the best replikar in Victoria as well. She's wicked.
Åh, fy fan vad fett.
Mm.
men du växte upp lite i den
Yeah,
världen, va?
Yeah, so there was actors around. Yeah, I saw my dad directing when I was little in London, yeah.
Well, men hur hjälper han dig nu med...
He did on Ego, actually. He came over and did a little workshop with my actors before we started, just like a rehearsal workshop that was really magic. He's well on side. It's lovely to talk to him because he just gets it. He's never directed television or film himself. He's a theatre director, works in drama schools. But just in terms of the language of communicating with young actors or actors of all ages, I guess... That's been there since I was a small child and been watching my dad work.
Ja, det är väl jättebra. Lite gratis, va?
Yeah, definitely. Less intimidated. Because there's directors out there that are at really high levels that aren't particularly good with actors, from what I've heard. Very technical, very astute, but don't really know how to get what they want without doing results direction or...
Men om du har någon, säg att du har en skådespelare som inte, du får inte ut det du vill ha av den. Hur går man tillväga för att liksom bara säga, jag behöver mer...
Oh God, it's really difficult. Depending on how approachable they are. Some are like sponges and want to hear what you have to say. And you literally can communicate something with so few words before they just get it. I've had actors like Josephine Bornebusch or Amy Huberman, who I've worked with, where you need to say so little because they're so tuned in.
Okay.
And so on your wavelength that you literally just say a few words and they've just got it, and they go and they give you exactly what you wanted and more.
Some example, vad säger du?
Well, if something feels like you know that they can push it further emotionally, or that they can hold back and it might be more powerful, and maybe it's veering towards sentimental or becoming just, it's like volumes, really. Uh-huh. It's like sculpting almost. And you just, it's hard to be very, very specific unless we were to watch a scene and I could talk to you about how we got to that take. But it's just about communicating a lot fast with a little bit, and having actors in front of you who just want to look at you and go, more, less, what do you think? Or that you give them a thought that they haven't considered about a scene. You'll say, can we take it from this angle? Have you thought about that this might actually mean that? Or you could try, oh God, I'm sounding so general now, but it's sometimes actors want to be directed, sometimes they don't. And when they don't, it's the hardest job in the world, because there is nothing that you can say that you feel is going to hit the right note with them, because they just don't want to hit. They're too frightened to hear it.
Okay.
So once or twice I've been around actors where you just were walking on eggshells to keep them on the set, rather than be able to say, oh, we can't hear what you're saying now. Like a simple thing, like, I can't hear what you're saying. Can we try one that's less mumbled? Can you make sure you articulate in the next take? You can barely say that because they may fly off the handle.
Can you speak like a fucking human being?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't like that.
Or can you? I've asked for an actor to can we do a take with a bit more energy and tempo, everyone, and you say it loud so that the whole set here and everyone in the scene, but you know full well who it is that's making it slow, and then you know that actor comes in and does a take twice as slow to fuck with you, and you just think, yeah, there's nothing. If I want him to come in through the left door, he'll come in. He'll find a way to psychologically motivate, crush me down and say, I'm coming in through the right door. So you end up sort of doing a fuck up mind game with him where you, I don't know,
asking. Barn.
Yeah. But some of them are. Not all, but once in a while, you'll come across people who are really tricky.
Oh, man.
And then it doesn't sort of matter whether you are really complimentary or really strict and cold as ice, because nothing's going to go in, because they're just self-managing, closed, and don't want to hear a word from the director.
Jag tror jag skulle älska. Jag har ju aldrig varit i den situationen. Eller du vet, man har gjort några sketcher och sånt där, men inte någonting. Och sen var jag med i 100 Code i en scen där jag skulle bara säga, jag hade en replik och så skulle jag släppa igenom skådespelarna, två stycken, in på en klubb. Men jag hade ju älskat, jag vet inte om det har att göra med att det där är inte min grej. Alltså jag är ingen skådespelare. Men jag hade ju älskat världens mest tydliga regi. Super, typ bara säg det här, gör det här. Vid den här volymen. Och sen, hade nog varit en sån om jag hade varit skådis. Men jag vet inte, det är väl...
Lots of actors say that's what they want.
Men de vill inte det.
But that's good. I think I get a lot of appreciation from actors because they're glad that I'm able to say what I want. They're like, oh, thank you. You made me better there because you just said what the problem was. You said this is what you wanted. And others will, if I've been visiting sets where another director has been, or I've talked to actors afterwards that have felt lost in space because the director has said, okay, good. Okay, we'll go for another take. And the actors have gone, why, what, what's there, what is it, me, shall I? And they haven't been given a reason why they're going for another take. Just let's do another one and see what happens. Just go for another one. And you just think, nay, say something. Say something. Even if you don't quite know what it is you want, say, let's go for another one. I wasn't entirely happy that was focused. Let's try another one. Okay, mm-hmm. energy, tempo. Just give two tiny words
Visst.
For them to go, okay, vakna nu.
Någonting
nu kör vi igen. Something. Or totally lie. Say that there was something with the camera or you didn't like the framing to give them so that you don't, if you don't want to give them a direct direction. But otherwise, just fucking say what you want. But that's easier said than done. Sometimes it's damn hard to know what it is you want. Something feels off and you can't put your word. You might work out what it is halfway through the next take and go, shit, that's what it was.
Just det.
And it's too bloody late. You have to be so fast. Så jävla beslutsam och snabb.
Men om man är skådespelare då ska man väl bara göra samma sak igen då?
Just do the best you can. Don't do the same again. If it's same again... Play with it. Mm. My stepmom is a dialect coach. She's just been working for 9 months on Disney's remake of Mary Poppins, or Mary Poppins 2. She had a week of working in the presence of Meryl Streep.
Oh.
Meryl Streep plays with it.
Ah.
And my stepmom told me that it was the most magic thing to watch Meryl do take after take, and every single one was different. And then at some stage, the director said, thank you, that was wonderful, I'm happy with that. And Meryl said, shall I give you another couple of options? And off she went again and did two or three more takes, all entirely different.
Wow.
And my stepmom asked her, she said, wow, it must be wonderful to feel like you can play that much. She says, well, yes, I just play with it. I bring with what I can. And then I let the director mind the performance afterwards in the edit.
Hon är bäst i...
She's the best in the world. In the world. And she plays with it and she's brave.
Hon är den bästa skådespelaren i historien av historia.
No, I know. And that's nothing to do with doing the same thing over and over again. That is to do with trusting that you can play. But there are other very wonderful actors who are very professional and do the same thing time and time again. Don't vary too much, but what they do is really truthful and really accurate. And there's something to be said for that as well.
Jag läste om The Social Network.
Mm.
Den här inledningsscenen när de sitter på puben och pratar.
76 takes.
Jag tror det var typ 60.
No, 76 takes. 76. I always think of Fincher, actually. Whenever I'm doing something that's complicated and I'm up to take sort of 9, 10, 11, 12, and I can see them sagging, and I say loudly, come on now, if it was Fincher, we'd have another 53 takes to go. Tänk på det, when you're on take 16. Ingenting. Det är ingenting.
Vill du jobba med Fincher? Jag kan säga att vi gjorde 60 tagningar. Han kommer vilja jobba med då.
Magic.
Men varför gör man 76 tagningar?
I don't know why anyone would need to. I can't even begin to imagine what it is you're not saying and communicating to fail 75 times.
Jag hade inte ens orkat titta på 76 tagningar.
Nej. And rewatch them after to find the right one.
Oh, yeah.
And get to 76 and then go, no, 12. Yeah. I was happy at 12. I was happy at 4. No. How much does it evolve? I'm fascinated to know how much it evolves. Do you just want to break down and destroy everyone's hope of life? You want to just kill them. They want to be so starving and so bored and so... With such a feeling of failure that they're just dead.
Vid tagning 76 har de typ åldrats ett år.
Yeah, they have to re-rebirth. Absolutely
de måste
shocking.
Photoshoppa bort gråa hår på dem i tinningarna för att det har gått så jävla lång tid. Men då har man jättemycket tid också. Det är väl det skillnaden mellan tv och film. Alltså en Fincher-film kanske har all tid i världen då.
Yeah, but so does the latest season of Game of Thrones. Some of my crew are going on to it, you see, after striking out. Do you want to know how many days they've got to do two episodes? You know, I talked about doing 4 to 5 pages a day if you do film, and a bad day is 10 pages a day of television. This is television. They're expecting to shoot 26 seconds a day.
Oj!
What the fuck? That's 76
Och det är bara filma, det är inte post-production eller
no,
någonting.
No, bara filming. Filma. They're shooting for about 9 months for 2 episodes, aren't they? So it's 26 seconds of television per day. So that must be, there must be days where they do 3 pages of dialogue. There must be.
Ja, det är klart.
Then there must be battle scenes, the like of which you can only do 3 seconds a day.
Ja, visst. Och sen måste alla bara...
Oh, so boring.
när jag säger så, det är ett skelett.
Is it?
Eller något sånt.
Okay.
White Walkers.
Okay, I got that.
Nej, fan. Nej, jag är inget jättefan av Game of Thrones, men vad fan, måste jag titta. När de har lagt ner så mycket tid och pengar.
Yeah.
Det vore oartigt att inte titta. Du, ska vi avsluta? Jättekul att prata.
Yeah, so fun. Hope someone listens to this.
Ja, det är klart de lyssnar på det här. Jag är fascinerad av filmregi. Bara att bara orka med och göra det är så jävla
couldn't do anything else, Martin. I've studied for 7 years. I could be a heart surgeon by now if I'd put this much time into something worthy.
Ja, men det är som jag också. Point of no return.
No, it's
jag
kan too late now. I can't do anything
else. Jag kan bara prata. Det är allt jag kan.
You're good at that.
Du, tack, Lisa James Larson. Är det någonting som man ska hålla utkik över som är på gång nu?
Well, we'll see how it goes now with the one I'm writing. I don't want to talk about it because I have written the name of the opening chapter, but we'll see how that goes. TV series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Swedish. På svensk.
Well, I'm writing it in English, but I will translate it.
Ah, ja, självklart. Yeah. Men det är lite längre framöver då i så fall.
Yeah, but people can watch Victoria episodes 1 and 2 season 2 when it comes on to TV4. That'll be fun. That's mine.
Det ska vi hålla utkik efter.
Excellent.
Tack ska du ha. Var jättekul.
Thank you. We had a conversation.
62 minuter pratade vi.
God.